The cost approach to real estate valuation, also known as the cost depreciation approach, is based on the idea that a knowledgeable buyer would not pay more for a property than what it would cost to purchase an equivalent site and construct a comparable building. The maximum value of a property is determined by estimating the cost of acquiring an equivalent site and constructing a similar structure, as if it were brand new, and then subtracting the accrued depreciation from the property.
The cost approach consists of four steps. First is to estimate the reproduction cost. Then you must calculate and subtract the accrued depreciation to derive depreciated value of the structure. And finally, estimate and add the value of the land to the depreciated value of the structure to derive the indicated value.
Estimate reproduction cost. The first step involves determining the cost to construct a new building using modern materials and techniques that is similar to the subject property. This estimate should take into account all costs, such as labor, materials, and contractor fees, required to construct the building to its current state.
The second step is to subtract accrued depreciation. Accrued depreciation is the difference in value between the subject property and an exact replica of the property that is new. It accounts for any loss in value due to physical deterioration, functional obsolescence, or external factors such as economic or locational changes. However, land does not depreciate in value. Depreciation can be classified as either curable or incurable. A defect is considered curable if the cost to correct it is less than the increase in value resulting from the repair. Now let's take a moment to discuss curable versus incurable depreciation. Depreciation in the cost depreciation approach can either be curable or incurable depending on how expensive it is to fix the issue. Curable depreciation refers to a building component that has been added or repaired, and the owners are able to recoup their investment in added value. For example, repairing and cleaning the screens in a screened-in porch costs $1,500. If potential buyers are willing to pay $1,500 more for the home because of the condition of the porch, the depreciation is considered curable. In contrast, incurable depreciation refers to a building component that has been added or repaired, but the owners are unable to recover their investment in added value. For instance, a house has 5-year-old kitchen appliances in excellent working condition, and the owners replace them with new appliances for $20,000. If potential buyers are unwilling to pay $20,000 more for the home with new appliances, the depreciation is considered incurable. It's interesting to note that a swimming pool is the most common example of incurable depreciation for a home in Florida.
There are three major causes of depreciation in a structure: physical deterioration, functional obsolescence, and external obsolescence. Physical deterioration includes wear and tear caused by use, lack of maintenance, exposure to the elements, and physical damage. Examples of physical deterioration include brittle roof shingles and a worn-out central air conditioning compressor. Functional obsolescence is caused by operational inadequacies, poor design, or changing tastes and preferences. An over-improvement can also be considered functional obsolescence. Examples of functional obsolescence include a poor traffic pattern, too few bathrooms, or an inadequate amount of insulation. External obsolescence results from factors outside the property's boundaries, such as an expressway adjacent to a residential subdivision or a deteriorating neighborhood. Since external obsolescence is typically beyond the control of the property owner, it is considered incurable. In the cost depreciation approach, only the buildings or other improvements to land are subject to the three types of depreciation, as land is not depreciated. The appraiser estimates the total accrued depreciation from all causes and subtracts it from the reproduction or replacement cost of the structure to arrive at the depreciated value. Since the site value is estimated separately using the sales comparison approach, any adjustments to the site for size, location, and non-structural improvements were already made when estimating the site value.
What is the age-life method? The age-life method is commonly used by residential appraisers to estimate accrued depreciation. This method estimates a single value for accrued depreciation by dividing the effective age of a property by its economic life. Effective age is the age indicated by a structure's condition and utility, which can differ from its chronological age. For instance, A home that is 10 years old may have an effective age of only 5 years if it has been well maintained. The economic life, on the other hand, is the total estimated number of years that the structure is expected to contribute to the property's value. The appraiser calculates the effective age of the structure by observing its current condition and dividing it by the total economic life of the structure. There is no precise method for estimating effective age, and it may vary from one appraiser to another based on their observations and judgment.
The next step in the cost approach is to estimate the value of the land and then add it to the depreciated value of the structure to derive the final value of the property. To determine the land value, the appraiser uses the sales comparison approach, including any non-structural site improvements. After estimating the land value, the appraiser adds it to the depreciated value of the structure, and this will result in the final estimated value of the subject property.